You must be listening to the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbn.com. Amazing!
Hi, this is Jon from Norway, one of many international listeners. And you are listening to The Tome.
Welcome to episode 34. I am your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. The Tome is a D&D news, review, and interview podcast, and in this episode, we will be guiding our characters through the Iron Kingdom's character guide. Welcome again to episode 34 of The Tome, Iron Kingdom's Character Guide, this one by Chris Engler. This was another contest entry from last summer, and Chris brings us a really good review of the Iron Kingdom's Character Guide, get us an idea of what Iron Kingdoms is all about, another great D20 little system going on there. So after a quick promo from a show that I think has been great lately, I'll throw you over to Iron Kingdom's Character Guide by Chris Engler.
The following is a production from Role Playing Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.
Coming this fall to RPPR, from the creators of Two Drows and a Half-Orc Baby, and Decorate My Ravenloft.
We've been in this dungeon for hours.
Still thy tongue, Wood Elf. Your voice draws the attention of our unseen foes.
What's that?
Show yourself, monster, so that you may taste my +1 steel sword with Dragonbane on it. Beholder! It's Everybody Loves Beholder! Watch what happens when everyone's favorite aberration moves to the big city and turns the city
into solid stone.
Beholder! I told you to whisper wind this memo to the head office yesterday. What are you going to do about it? Beholder, I can't stay angry at you. You're the office cut-up.
And don't think family life's any less manic for a beholder.
Beholder, I'm appalled. You stayed all night with your friends Observer and Spectre, and you never called me to tell me what's going on. How do you expect me to raise this family all by myself? You may stay out all night with your friends if you want, Beholder. Also, I offer my flesh and my soul for you to consume.
And be there for the moment when Beholder gives birth to his children. And subsequently eats the part of his brood he dislikes the most. Everybody Loves Beholder, Wednesdays at 5, followed by a brand new Caramon and Rasslin.
Caramon, where did you put my spell components?
Spell components? I thought those were our iron rations.
Oh, why, I oughta.
The following is a mini review of the Iron Kingdom's Character Guide. This review is provided courtesy of the Carpe GM podcast and is for the exclusive use of the Tome. Okay, now that I've snuck in a plug, I want to tell all of the Tome's listeners about my personal favorite setting for Dungeons & Dragons, Privateer Press's Iron Kingdoms. In this review, I'll be talking about the Iron Kingdoms Character Guide, which is the first book you need to start playing in this exciting and imagination-inspiring setting. Privateer Press dubs their Iron Kingdoms as Full Metal Fantasy. It's a fantasy world where steam-powered and clockwork technology exist in synergy with magic. Many of you who are hearing the words Iron Kingdoms for the first time may have already seen glimpses of the Iron Kingdoms and not known it. The Iron Kingdoms is the setting for the popular War Machine and Hordes miniatures games that you may have seen at your local game store. But we're here to talk about RPGs. The IK Character Guide is a book that gives you all the setting and game mechanic information you need to hit the ground running. It's a hardcover book just shy of 400 pages, split into 5 chapters with appendices. Chapter 1 gives you a broad overview of the geography, calendar, and astronomy of the planet known as Kane, upon which is the continent of Western Imeren, where the actual Iron Kingdoms are located. Also included in this chapter is a suggested current timeline and a synopsis of the world in media res. Most importantly, this chapter introduces the races of Western Imeren. What's particularly compelling is how thoroughly the authors have fleshed out more than a dozen different cultures of humans across the continent. Gone is the notion of all humans being the same and speaking one language. There are even optional ability score and skill adjustment rules to reflect the tropes of each culture. There are notes on the differences between the demi-human races as presented in the D&D 3.5 Player's Handbook, as well as the introduction of 3 new races, the Goblins, the Ogryn, and the Trollkin. Chapter 2, entitled Characters and Classes, details the adjustments that need to be made in order to play standard D&D 3.5 classes in the Iron Kingdoms. Additionally, 4 new base classes are introduced. There is the Arcane Mechanic, a magically empowered machine smith, the Bodger, a roguish quick fix specialist, the Gun Mage, think of it as a sorcerer that has a pistol for a familiar and that can use bullets as a spell delivery system, and the Fell Caller, a class for trollkin only that gives your character amazing abilities through the use of his or her booming voice. A variety of new prestige classes are also introduced. Chapter 3, Weapons and Gear, gives a great description of the new equipment available in the Iron Kingdoms, including firearms, big stompy robots, and clockwork devices. Chapter 4, Cosmology and Religion, gives an excellent overview of the main faiths of Western Imeren and how they interact with each other. This is, in my opinion, the best and most believable treatment of a pantheistic fantasy world I've ever seen. Unlike conventional D&D, where there are so many gods one almost trips over them, the Iron Kingdoms provides a handful of widespread faiths that fit in perfectly with the feel of the world as well as the nuances of the different races and cultures. Chapter 5, Magic and Mechanica, gives a detailed treatment of how magic works for arcane and divine spellcasters and provides rules for the construction of magical and mechanical items in the Iron Kingdoms. Okay, time for a few complaints. The book itself is beautifully illustrated by artists like Matt Wilson and Brian Snowdy, but it's unfortunate that, between the covers, the book is entirely in black and white. The book is very well bound, but unfortunately printed on matte paper, which, again, detracts from the beauty of the art. There are also a handful of editing gaffes, like repeated text and poorly spaced text. The suggested price for this book is $39.99, which is a little pricey when looking at the production values in isolation compared to those of other publishers. But the richness of the content definitely makes this book worth more than $39.99. What's particularly compelling about this book, and this holds true for pretty much all Iron Kingdoms RPG books, is that it's very obvious that they relied on different authors for the snippets of fiction than they did for the rules, and that's a very good thing. The fiction is compelling and meaningful, with great tie-ins to the rules, and the rules are easy to read and implement into your game. The rules for Magic and Mechanica in Chapter 5 will take a few reads to get your head around, but once you're there, you'll be glad you took the time. Anyone that's looking to add a gritty setting with lots of flavor and a well-supported line of accessory products, the Privateer Press Iron Kingdoms miniatures are amazing, would do well to start adventuring in the Iron Kingdoms. I'm a 20-year RPG veteran, and this setting showed me things that I'd never seen before when I thought that I'd seen it all when it came to fantasy RPG settings. Thanks for listening to this mini-review for the Tome.
Another great review from Chris. Thank you very much for sending that in, as always. I urge and welcome listeners to help the show in any way you can. One of the best ways is to participate. Send your emails and audio comments to thetomeshow@gmail.com. Let me know if you're interested in reporting for the show regularly, or just send me in some feedback. You can dig the show at dig.com, vote for us at Podcast Alley, or leave an iTunes review. These things help the show get noticed, and I appreciate that. Or, of course, you can contact the show, IM, phone, that kind of stuff. All of them available at the Tome's website at www.thetomeshow.com. Also, of course, be sure to check out the Tome's partner podcast, Fistful of Comics and Games, at fistfulofcomicsandgames.com. They're a great podcast that deals with comics, games, movies, interviews with industry insiders, all kinds of great stuff with them. And I know you've heard me, heard my love for them before, but go ahead and check them out if you haven't already. They've got a great new podcast going on over there dealing with superhero games, which I find very interesting. And of course, check out Gamers Haven at CanadianCrusaders.com. Some good buddies of mine from just down the road in Kansas City, and I've been hearing some really great things from them. They specialize in GM advice. This has been episode 34, Iron Kingdom's character guide of
The Tome.
Not all.